when they cleared this land, how did they get rid of the water? When you were young?
Well, I've never been in the, only just going passing through. I've never farmed any of this bottom land or that chunk either. But they make good crops sometimes. And
they can't count on it.
This Obine River is pretty treacherous. And for a year or two, it's been ditched to, in 6 or 7 years. And I reckon the trees die, the water stands on them, so die and fall, get filled. Let's fill the trees up and don't run off.
Almost like a dam.
Just make a... And they thought that these men, I think, that I was referring to, I think they paid a big price for that. That is for...
Do you ever call the bottom land a swamp, or is that?
Well, that's swamps.
And the difference between a bottom land and swamp and a marsh, that's, do they?
I don't know whether I know any different.
About all the same, are they?
I think so.
If you get the water out of, say, a swamp in the old days, what would they do? Or if you had, would you have a small wet place in a field? What would you, would that be a...
Well, now, when I was growing up, there was a tile factory at Union City, made tile, two or three sizes. And we tile nearly all these places around there, people tile. But they've broke and still there's a hole there now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not working much. And we've been blessed with a oil line, gas line. There's one company's got three lines right between here and the gate.
Oh, is that right?
Across the road between here and the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And there. And then there's another one that come through here. And when they were putting in those, think they were a mess. I seen them pull up here one evening. They had they were 50 feet long and 30 inches in diameter.
30 inches?
And the metal was about a half inch, I guess at least. And they were some weight on them. And they had these big old bulldozers, and they started